You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 251, Assurance of Salvation. Today's challenge. Belief in mortal sin denies Catholics assurance of salvation, but God wants us to have it. 1 John says, I write this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. 1 John 5:13. Today's defense. We can have assurance, but self-deception and mortal sin are real possibilities. We must be careful about the term know. Knowledge can mean different things. I know physics, I know it's raining, I know John, and Adam knew his wife involve different senses of knowing. We often say that we know something without implying that there's no possibility of being wrong. If you ask someone, do you know what you had for dinner last night? He might say yes. But if you ask, do you have an infallible memory so that there is absolutely no possibility you are misremembering? He would likely say no. Scripture sets forth the conditions for salvation. In fact, 1 John sets out multiple conditions, including keeping the commandments, 1 John 2, verses 3 to 5, and 1 John 5, verses 1 to 3, and believing in Jesus and loving others, 1 John 3, verses 23 and 24, and 1 John 4, verses 20 and 21. If we have fulfilled these conditions, then per 1 John 5:13, we may know that we have salvation in the ordinary sense of the term know. But that doesn't mean there's absolutely no possibility of being wrong. Paul says, I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted, in Greek, didikaiomai, meaning justified. It is the Lord who judges me. 1 Corinthians 4:4. If even a figure like Paul refused to pronounce definitively on his own spiritual state, so must we. The possibility of self-deception is real. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately corrupt. Who can understand it? Jeremiah 17:9. Thus, the New Testament repeatedly warns Christians against self-deception, particularly with regard to sin and its consequences. 1 Corinthians 6, 9-10, Galatians 6, 7-8, etc. If we fulfill the conditions Scripture lays out for salvation, then we may be assured of and know that we have salvation, but we cannot claim infallible certitude as if there were no possibility of self-deception. Further, mortal sin is a real possibility, and John goes on to warn against it right after the verse this challenge is based on, 1 John 5, 16-17.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.